Hello and welcome to the Best of Drive with Joel and Fletch. And as we love to start the week with, and our listeners love to start the week with, A-Grade Monday. You know what an A-Grade is? That's right, a pork chop. Have a listen.
The Monday A-Grades with Joel and Fletch.
The Monday A-Grades. I reckon this would nearly be my favourite part of the week, Fletch.
Oh, absolutely. It's good to get it off your chest. Good to vent.
Yeah, this is Drive with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Kennards Hire. To Kennards Hire, make trade easy. Ken Oath. Who's your A-Grades? Let's whip around before we start taking the calls. 1300 01 1170. Well, we can open the line now, in fact. Jump on the call line, for your A-Grades. Who you're nominating as an A-Grade, boys? You got an A-Grade?
Yeah, I've got one. Catch the bus in to work most days. People on phones, on the bus, yelling so loud in conversations.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Hi, Betty, what's doing?
They just don't give a rat's, do they?
Okay, I could hear them through the headphones.
Very uncomfortable?
Yeah, I talked. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, you're pretty good. Sorry, I'm on the bus.
That's creepy, mate.
Yeah,
that's really creepy. Especially when you don't know
it's
who
more
you're,
the levels.
You're ringing.
No, but you got to keep it. You keep it down. You're just like, yeah, sorry, I'm on the bus. Yeah. I'm just going into work. Can I call you when I get back to work? Okay, no worries. Yeah.
But is it quite? Does it make the trip more interesting because you can work out what they're talking about?
Yeah,
but
I like it.
There is a catch 22 to it. It is quite entertaining. Like all the stuff this lady was saying.
Well, hang on. What was she saying?
Relationships, workplace. Workplace
interlude.
That sounded like she was really peed off with a work colleague that she was about to see when she was going in, because she was on the same bus into the city.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
So we knew something was going on. And everyone's looking at each other. That's the best thing of it. Everyone's looking at each other going, are you hearing this? I'm hearing it too. Are you hearing it?
Yes.
What's this?
Yeah, that's good.
So, she is an A-grade, but she did provide entertainment for the other patrons on the bus.
All right, my A-grade is the local council where I live.
And back to the well.
It's nothing to do with fines or anything, because I understand it's revenue raising. Mm. But they're looking at banning beach volleyball from Bondi and Tamarama beaches.
No.
Beat it.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
But why would they do it?
One, it's great to watch.
Yeah. But why
would
they do it?
There's a lot of Brazilians down there. And you know what the Brazilians wear?
Shorts.
Brazilians.
They want to do it because they're saying they get a lot of complaints. But like,
about what though?
What are you complaining
about? Because they're saying they take up too much space in the beach. But they're up against the promenade. It's the hottest sand in the world. And I think it's ridiculous. Like, they're out there having fun. Let them go. And there's talk they're going to allow this beach down there, a beach club, like a European beach club. But if that goes ahead, that'll be riots. But I'm going the councils for saying they're banning beach volleyball.
Yeah. I'm with you there. Have you got anything, Disco?
I had someone at 6:30 yesterday morning lawn mowing right outside.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, that's A-grade.
It's stupid.
What's A-grade?
Wrong.
It's
A-grade.
Completely wrong. Mm. Mine's pretty weak this week, boys, but being the eldest of six and now having four children of my own, I've lived at rugby league fields and I've pretty much had enough of the goal kicking for kids. And you know what's fairly moronic about the whole thing? Is that almost every game I see with the kids, they kick the goal and there's not a single person behind to catch the ball. It is the greatest time-wasting thing. I reckon what you should have is, if your team, if we're going to keep goal-kicking, which I think is a waste of time in the first place, if your team does not have a person ready to catch the ball, the goal doesn't count. What do you think about that?
So are they the little posts, the bodgy posts, not a bit of both.
Yeah,
both. Not the permanent ones?
Some are both.
Oh, okay.
Big field, small field.
See, I've got the girls, so I don't have this issue. But when do they start kicking on the permanent posts?
Under 10s.
Under 10s?
Yes.
That's international rules. Starts in under 10s, is it?
Yes. No, mod field, but they're on the big field. So they're scoring 10 metres short of the goal line.
Oh, right.
But they still move up and have the kick.
Yeah, that seems... And then what would be the success rate?
Always the first kick of the match. Always. And then people go, oh, we better go get the ball this time. So the trainer will bring the tee out, and I feel like saying, instead of standing there, plop the tee down and go behind the post and catch the ball, because they never have a second ball that goes. Anyway, it is just moronic. It wastes all this time. So what we do is, so the kid kicks it 30 metres behind the post, then all of a sudden someone's going to run back, get the ball. It's the greatest waste of all time.
Here we go. This is Brett from the Central Coast. Hey, boys, my A-graders are when merging people won't let you in. Just, yeah, that's, I talked about that last week. That guy in the black Renault, it was a Renault, and the number plate was CP.
Is that right?
Yeah. Ooh. He was just an absolute PRI.
Can't please people. That's the CP. That's why he's called that. This week's A grade goes to Mandarins.
What?
Oh, this is the defending champion.
Now, this is our man Sparty.
Yeah. Hang on, Sparty. Look.
Hey, by the way, just on Sparty, he's seeing someone else.
Me?
I thought he was exclusively us.
Oh.
He was on Jimmy Smith before.
This is he's seeing someone else. Confessions with Joel Kane.
He was on with Jimmy today.
Well, he was on last week, and you went here when we were talking about dishwashers.
Yeah.
The ASCO.
Did he call back Sparty?
Call back because he does it for a living. I think he must be does he renovate kitchens? Sparty, if you're out there, just give us a text and tell us what you do for a quid. And he was saying ASCO. He put it in the terms that they are the bulldogs of the NRL.
Is that right?
Of the dishwasher world, sorry.
And he's the carryover champion.
Just on what, repairer, you mean?
No, the actual buying an ASCO. You're putting that into your kitchen.
Right.
It's like supporting the Bulldogs.
Is that right?
And thinking they're going to like wash your dishes.
Is that right? Oh, this is brilliant. So what he goes on to say, we should get through his text. This week's A grade goes to Mandarins. Once a proud, fresh citrus family member known for their consistency, now the purveyors of fruit have decided to squeeze them and turn them into the mushy village idiot of the citrus family, Sparty.
Sparty, it's where you buy your mandarins. Mm. Sometimes you've got to pay a little bit more to get a little bit more.
Yeah.
You're going to Aldi, you're getting squash. All stations are squash town.
Yeah.
But you've got to go to the fancy one like Norton Street, Grocer, Maloney's would be good. Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Jimmy's.
Where's Maloney's at?
I've got one at Woollahra.
Oh, it's a franchise.
There's one down at Coogee.
Harris Farm, how do they?
Harris Farm's
a good one.
You're getting up there in the price bracket, but it's worth it. Because the mandarin, it's a winter fruit.
Yeah. Where you get inconvenience with the mandarin is the seeds, but where they make up for it, it's the skin. It's the great, one of the great peeling fruits, isn't it?
This has just come to mind because I was eating mandarin the other day and I had my daughter and a couple of her friends and I was spitting the seeds out while I was driving.
Like you spit your toenails out in this room here.
And then threw the skin out onto the medium strip, not the road, and they all blew up. So it's littering.
Play on.
Yeah.
Perishable.
Do they understand that? Yeah, perishable.
Mm. What is the rules on that? Can you get done for flicking perishables out?
I think you can.
Oh, you can.
It was wrapped in a cigarette butt. That's the only reason.
Yes. Keep them coming through. Thank you very much, Sparty. Matt from North Lakes. My A grade is people who ride bikes and leave their helmet unclipped. Yeah, absolutely. You still look like you're wearing the helmet. That's just stupidity, basically, isn't it? Matt from North Lakes. A grade. Arvo, boys. Surely the biggest A-grade over the weekend is Tony Williams. Read the room, you big blah, blah, blah. Mitch from Canberra, you didn't miss there, that's for sure. G'day, men. A-grade of the knob that wants to ban beach volleyball from some eastern suburbs. Beaches, Tom.
There we go, Tommy boy.
And he did get in before you. He got in before you. He got in quite early there. A-grade, my brother who rocks up for Mother's Day dinner with a $10 bottle of Queen Adelaide Merlot, puts it in the rack, then pulls out a $100 bottle of Shiraz. Darcy from Port Kembla.
What are those people that when you invite them over for a barbecue and they only bring half a case or they bring a six-pack?
Yeah.
What are those A-grades?
Yeah, and you know they're going to have the six-pack done by about 2 hours into the night.
And then you catch them later on drinking your beer.
Your beer.
Your 4 pints.
Yeah, your 4 pints. I'm going to A-grade myself this week for sending in a text to comment on something you were discussing on Friday, only to realise that it was Saturday and I was listening to the podcast. Craig from Emu, that's the one, Craigie boy. That's what I was looking for there. Afternoon, boys. My A-grade is people on the train that get up to get off without taking their eyes off their phone, then walk off again, looking at their phones, then block the escalator so no one can get past, all while still looking at their phone. Get off your phone and look where you're going. Cheers, Pedro, Perth.
I'm with you. And the people crossing roads too. It's spreading like wildfire.
Mm.
You just wanted to run into something, don't you?
Yeah.
Split their head.
Hey, boys, the upmarket Mandy, which you say Mandarin, is the Tangelo. That's
the Tangelo.
No.
You get some good Mandy's. It's just all about freshness. It's about produce. Sorry, Brooksy, what have we got? A caller?
We do.
Who we got?
Have a look and see.
1300 01 1170. Yes. He's on the line. Sparty, g'day.
G'day, boys.
Do you want to explain yourself?
I won't lie, Brian.
I've got a heavy heart. We've come a long way in the last... How long have you been on air?
We've come a long way. 4 months.
Mm. Yeah, 4 months. You and me, two mates, developed a friendship, hand in hand, if you will, down the Sydney radio airwaves. Mm. For you to suggest that I don't buy top shelf fruit... I've never bought fruit from a bucket, Brian. Never. Never bought a second fruit. Always go to, you know, if anything's less than $7 a kilo, not interested.
Okay. Well, don't tell me where you're going, but have you tried shopping somewhere else to find the Mandy?
I've been around, man. I've been everywhere. And I'm talking Norton Street Grocery. You mentioned that. That's nearly a home game for me.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Harris.
I forgot the name of
Harris
it.
Farm.
They're brothers. Yeah, Harris Farm. Yeah, Harris. Yeah. Yeah. Mark Harris and his son, as you'd like to probably think.
Rolf.
Ryan. So... Just to correct you, because it's interesting while I was waiting, Tangelos, they are the premium of the citrus fruit.
There's nothing better than it.
Yeah. And but they're not a mandarin.
But they're better than mandarins. Yeah. I didn't want to make people feel inferior by mentioning them. Because that is top shelf. You're up in the $9-$10 a kilo for those.
Absolutely. I tell you what's dog shit, grapefruit. Can't get me. Nah. Cannot get me.
Can't get me either.
Why would you do that? Again, they're the ASCO or the fruit world.
ASCO, there it is, the ASCO. Spidey, what do you do for a quid? I know you mentioned you're into the kitchen renovations.
I'm a joiner. So I basically work on mansions, Brian.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Spidey, you're always a wealth of knowledge. I did pay $8 for a mango once. I paid $8.
And yeah, where were you?
It's Parisi's down at Rose Bay, next to the Rose Bay Hotel.
Yeah, right.
Exie is all get
you
out.
Park, Brian.
Exie is all
is get that, out. Is that the best fruit? When they're at the top of their game, is mango the best fruit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon too.
Late January.
Mm. What do you reckon, Spart?
You got to have a tinge of green in the skin, though, I reckon. They've got to be a little bit underdone, in my view, the mango I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know the hardest to get? You know the most inconsistent player in the whole team? I think the avocado. It's so hit and miss.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, they're rock really hard or they're too they're soft.
And they've been manhandled by everyone.
Haven't they? What?
You know, in the process.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Sparty, we've got to hit the news, mate. We're about 5 minutes late. So, but we did that because we appreciate your company.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. Yeah.
We don't appreciate you gallivanting on other programs, though. You're on Jimmy earlier on, but anyway, we'll get over that. 1300 01 1170. Scotty from Perth's on the line. We'll grab you after the news, Scotty, if you don't mind hanging on. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. Monday A grade.
Sorry,
can
I read this, please?
Yes.
This is my greatest one. Hey, lads, my A grade is when you win a prize on a radio station and no one bothers to ask you for your address, even after following up. That's Doug.
Yeah. He's looking at
I'm
you,
referring
Brooksy.
To your show, guys, really. Doug at the Ponds. Brooksy, this is you, bro. You got to just take.
I don't think he even writes the names down, Brooksy.
No, I tell my kids all the time, praise and blame are all the same.
Mm.
And we're blaming you.
Yeah, clearly.
Look, we've got a new guest here. Disco's here.
Yeah.
What sort of image are we trying to send Disco? Disco, what do you think about that?
It's awful, but he does do a good job other than that.
Don't suck up him, Disco.
No.
Welcome back to the best of Drive with Joel and Fletch. And we went for some funky surnames as far as this was concerned. Phoenix Crossland, Tom Opacic, and Jeff Rissole. Now, who's Jeff Rissole? He wrote the article about the shit towns of Australia. Have a listen. What do you think? Speaking of halves and a bloke who he was terrific last week, I think it's probably the best game I've seen him play in first grade. We speak of one of the great names in the NRL at the moment, Phoenix Crossland. G'day, Phoenix.
How's it going?
Mate, well done. Congratulations on a stirring victory. We called the game here at SEN 1170 last weekend where it was 16 points to nil. That try at halftime really hurt you, but somehow from nowhere you escaped and got yourselves back in the winning circle.
Yeah, it was good to get the win. Obviously, we're under a bit of heat. So, it was good that I got to wear the number seven and get the job done.
Phoenix, where does the name come from?
I don't know. My mum sort of just came up with it. I don't know. Not too sure. It's not really from anyone, but... Yeah, I don't mind it, eh?
I like it. Maybe was your mum a fan of River Phoenix?
I don't even know who that is, but maybe.
Yeah. No, he's one of the great actors.
Okay, have you seen something about Mary Phoenix?
No,
of course you haven't. No one has. Doesn't exist. Have you got siblings, Phoenix?
Yeah, I've got three sisters and one brother. Ivy, Tor, and Bodie.
Oh, good.
Do you all surf?
None of it.
Nah. sounds like a surfing. Well, tell us the background, Phoenix. So you're born in New Zealand.
Yeah, I was born in Wellington in New Zealand.
Yeah, the cake tin.
And then what?
The cake tin.
I hasn't heard of that either.
You know where the Hurricanes play?
No.
Have you heard of the Wellington Hurricanes?
I know the Wellington Phoenix. That's it.
Ah, yeah, the soccer team. Now,
he is the Wellington Phoenix.
Maybe he's named after the Wellington Phoenix. No, anyway.
They're a soccer team.
Yeah, they are a soccer team. Oh, you like your soccer?
I've never watched them.
But you've heard of the Phoenix, but you haven't heard of the Hurricanes.
I've heard of the Hurricanes, but I don't even know where they're from.
Wellington.
Caked in.
I don't know. I don't watch the Union.
No, who does?
Yeah. Okay, so have you got it? You've probably been listening to the show, no doubt, as all the players do, particularly when in the bubble mode. Have you got a shit town nomination, Phoenix?
Shit town.
That you've been to?
Oh, Lake Haven, Central Coast.
Lake Haven.
Have you been there?
No. Sell it to us.
There's shops there. And then... That's it.
Yeah.
What sort of shops? Dodgy. I don't mind. Hey, Phoenix.
One that I don't go to.
How was Wagga Wagga last week, Phoenix?
Yeah, it actually surprised me. It's actually a pretty big like town. We went for a walk to get like a chocolate milk and that, and. It's like a developing city, eh?
Well, Sterlo landed on something before. Sterlo's from Wagga Wagga, and he says people from Wagga Wagga call Wagga Wagga Wagga. But why don't they call Woi Woi Woi?
I don't know. I'll grab him best.
Where's the best from? Is he from Woi Woi?
Yeah, he's from Woi Woi.
Ask him.
Tell me about Bradman Best, speaking of great names.
Yes.
Is he, he's only 19.
Yeah.
The size of that beast. Is he strong in the gym? What's his go-to? He looks like he's doing a lot of trap work.
I don't know. I don't watch him in the gym, but... No, he's pretty big, yeah. He works hard in the gym.
You were saying your best mate, but I got a text came through and they're saying Adam O'Brien is the gentleman that you hang around. He seems to be your best mate.
Who said that?
That was from a C. Watson.
Nah, he's one of your good mates, yeah.
Yeah, you got to say that.
Oh, yeah.
You got to say that. What about the great...
Well, Connor Watson gave him his try, too. He just went over for the try, I mean. Phoenix just scored the try.
Yeah. I owe him a beer. It was all him.
Beautiful. And a little tap on the tush for Kalen, too, I just noticed.
And you looked at the camera, too, Phoenix. I liked it. Sly look, straight at the camera. Well done, son.
Look like a dickhead. I was looking at my mum and everyone thinks I'm trying to snort the camera. I was looking at my family.
Thomas Opacek. Am I saying that correctly, Tom?
Yeah, spot on.
Okay, and what is the background of Opacek?
I believe it's Serbian, but my father is Slovenian.
Oh,
okay.
Can I just ask, we've got a bit of a man crush here, by the way, and we take full credit of this young fellow scoring try after try after try, and you park yourself outside him, the great Isaiah Papali'i. What's it like to play outside of that wrecking ball?
Mate, he's an absolute gun.
Mm.
He does the work. I just stand outside him, like you said.
So
you're not going to complain.
No way.
So, Tommy, how did you end up at the Eels? So just give us a quick elevator talk. Where did you start and how did you end up at the Eels?
Started at Broncos, two seasons there. Then I went up to Townsville to the Cowboys for two seasons. Didn't have the best run-up in my last year there. A few injuries and whatnot. And coming down the season, looking for a change and opportunity to come down here to Parramatta and, grab that, and it's worked out a beaut.
I tell you what, you're a good-looking cat. You know, we were talking about Newcastle having guys in the top five. I think Parramatta are Smokies.
Yeah.
For the hottest 100.
For next year.
Mate, I'm telling you. Tom.
Yeah.
Gutho.
Dylan.
Moses.
RCG. It'd have himself there.
Boys, Tom.
Would you actually put Gutho there? I don't know.
I would, even though he's got fake hair.
Yeah.
I would put it in. Talk to me, Tom, about what is the best and worst thing about living in Sydney?
The best thing?
The what, mate?
There's a lot of stuff to do.
Oh, best. Like what?
Bondi Beach and City, there's not that much stuff to do up in Townsville, so that's a bit of a change.
Mm-hmm.
The worst, the amount of people that are around.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we've been talking about ranked cities earlier in the show, Tommy. What's the worst place you've ever been to?
Brad Arthur's house.
Tommy, have you ever seen the movie Fletch?
Oh, yeah, here we go. Now, Tommy, think about this.
Yes.
Really think about this.
There's something about Mary. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Do you know what it is, Tom?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Is there a rundown or...?
Well, it's, you know, there's the famous meme. Have you heard of Cameron Diaz, the actress?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know how she's at the door and her hair is really spiked up. She's got a bit of Kurt Geeman in her hair.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Now we go to the open line, 1300 01 1170, and I'm pleased to say we have tracked down the co-founder of the newsletter, which is the Shittest Towns in Australia, the great Jeff Rissol. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, how's it going?
Mate, you've kept us busy today, Jeff. I tell you what, your article around the Port Pirie being given top honour by the Shittest Towns of Australia Facebook page, the mayor's not happy with you. Have you had any dialogue directly with the mayor yet?
Yeah, a few bits and pieces. I think Leon's having a bit of a Barry Crocker, if I'm honest.
Leon Stevens, the mayor, Fletch.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, I'm just listening to your voice. So you're a Kiwi. How did you get involved in the Shittest Towns in Australia? Have you done in New Zealand and it's just branched over the Dutch?
Yeah. We started off in New Zealand, and then me and my co-writer both spent a lot of time in Aussie, so we thought, hey, why not bring it across the ditch?
So have you been to Port Pirie, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. All our articles are thoroughly fact-checked and rigorously researched. We do a fair bit of driving around to get all the details we need for our reviews.
So my understanding, Jeff, all you're doing, you're the conduit to the Facebook page, so all you're doing is collating the votes, are you? Or is it solely up to you and your co-founder?
No, it's definitely very democratic. I think they topped the poll for South Australia on 38% over Whyalla. So, it's definitely the people that are voting for Port Pirie. It's not us.
There are tourism pamphlets, Jeff. If you were doing the anti-tourism pamphlet for Port Pirie, how would that read?
Oh, that's a good one. They've got a lot of lead poisoning over there, which is not great. Somewhere you want to stop and have a bit of a tourism visit.
No.
Apparently, there's so much lead in the water there. Dolphins have got dyslexia.
Wow. What's a dyslexic dolphin do? How do you know they've got...
Not a lot, mate. Not a lot.
No, but how do you know they've got dyslexia?
Oh, they haven't got their HSCs to fail them all.
Gotcha. Right. Okay, I knew
now,
that was
Jeff,
smart.
How did you respond when he said... he was very, very unhappy. He was off the bit in many ways. The Port Pirie mayor, Leon Stevens, he says, it's probably about as impressive as a name called Jeff Rissol. How did you take to that?
Yeah, I took that to heart. You know, there's a long line of Rissols dating right back, and it was a bit offensive to come after the family name like that.
That was a bit ordinary. What's the top 10, just off the top of your head, please, Jeff? Because we've got Port Pirie, obviously, top of the list. Can you give us some other towns?
Oh, some of the ones that are popular, Logan always rates right up there. Kalgoorlie is pretty popular.
Yeah.
Cessnock, that goes all right.
Cessnock. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've been to the Cessnock Hospital. Wow, that's a tremendous venue. What else have you got?
There's some really good ones. WA and Queensland probably have quite a few. Basically all of the Northern Territory, that gets a bit of a hiding. Orange pops up quite often.
Orange? I thought that'd be...
Oh, well, I was out at Orange. Is a beautiful place. I'm going to push back on that one. Orange, we were there only last week. Beautiful place, Orange. You need to scrub that one out, Jeff.
Okay, I'll take that on board.
How's the Dolphins?
Welcome back to the Best of Drive with Joel and Fletch and one of our stable mates. He tuned in, the great guru. What was doing guru's head in? Kyle Felt. We had a lot of fun with Kyle Felt. We got his player profile and we played Kyle Felt bingo. We tried to get all of his answers out in the interview. And Toby Rudolph. What do you say about Toby Rudolph? Let the great man say for himself.
Hey, boy.
Hey, guru. How are you, mate?
What's going on?
What's Pepe Le Pewing?
Mate, not much. I was just
I was just thinking of a rhyme I could sing for the song.
Oh,
I was thinking one. I was thinking maybe something like, I had a few schooners and I shared a yarn. Who's that on that dance floor? Oh, it's Hugh McGann.
Hugh McGann.
Oh, the Huey. What's going on?
Oh, I nearly lost it then and fumbled halfway.
Nah, you got there.
I picked it up, back and back. Captain, boys.
And, of course, this week, Guru, another young Parramatta player follows the footsteps of a famous father involved with the club. So young Jacob Arthur, what sort of pressure would he be feeling this week?
Yeah, mate, a little bit of pressure. I feel sorry. Wouldn't it suck if your coach was your old man?
Oh,
I reckon that would just suck. Honestly, that would be awful. Like, and you're always wondering, like, oh, what are the boys thinking? They're thinking I'm getting favours and then all this stuff. I'd absolutely hate that. What if you were someone like Brett Mullins? You wouldn't be able to sneak in your little pre-game durries too while your head coach is sniffing around at home.
And
he
also
used to lock himself into the furthest away cubicle while the reserve grade was on and punch him into him. Old Mullows.
What a player, right?
Oh, mate, he was the best. That
I used to pick him up in the morning
for
training. He was staying at the Thoroughbred Motel in Randwick near the racetrack there. And I used to pick him up in the morning. He'd just be reeking a cigarette. So I'd go, oh, what'd you have for brekkie, Mullows? He goes, cup of tea, dude, two darts every morning.
He used to have a smoke at half time.
Was he a good trainer or just an absolute thoroughbred?
Just a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Just. But because he came for that 1 year when Sticky
won the comp.
Yeah. But that was playing out of his skin because he was over in England and they were going to him. This is typical Mullows because he struggled over there.
Yeah.
And the whole, playing for Leeds, and the whole Leeds Rhinos crowd go, what a waste of money. He would run right over to them and tap his back pocket as if saying he had money, like doing a dollar sign. Like,
oh, yes.
Oh, he's a champion, mate. He was playing like I was trying to get his position and I was picking him up for training. He's smoking darts and having tea for breakfast and I'm trying to be a professional at that stage. And it was just, you couldn't hate him. He was just the most lovable bloke. Mate, how good was he in the 90s when he did them chip and chase and he'd just catch it on the floor and just race it. And he swerved that he had. He'd just get away from anyone and come anywhere near him. It's unbelievable to watch.
And he didn't eat. Like, that first year Sticky brought in, it just started into where clubs would bring in a catering, like a truck. All the clubs do it now. They've all got kitchens.
Yeah.
He wouldn't eat.
No.
Just have a couple of darts.
He's a unique athlete. Just a real wiry, quite strong without, he didn't really train for it so much, but just a big, fast, strong freak of nature.
And could fight.
Well, I was thinking about who he may resemble these days in the NRL. Probably the closest would be Turbo, wouldn't it? Would that be the closest?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, Turbo's wiry,
like,
build.
Probably a new model, a version of Mullo. That's a great call.
Anything doing your head in, Guru?
Mate, a lot of things doing my head in. Yeah, Google. Well, our business just went dead stop for 3.5 weeks.
What happened?
Dead stop, because we're on Google and there's this glitch. We found out, we didn't know what was going on for the first few days, and we found out there's this glitch in Google and it's happening in America. Businesses' locations are getting moved from wherever they are right to the middle of the country. So people in America were getting moved to Nevada and we got moved to Northern Territory. So when anyone Googled our name, we wouldn't even show up.
Oh. So we, are they Russells? Do you think the Russells are involved?
Packers.
The Russells.
Russell Packers, yeah. The Gene Hackers.
Yeah, the Russells are all over it, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I thought at first. I thought I might be a rival company trying to get in and do the Russell on us, but it ended up being, they had a glitch, and you're at the mercy of Google. They don't write back to you for days, and you just kind of sit there and wondering and hope they turn your business back on.
Wow.
And what's happened?
So she's back on. She's been on for a few days, and straight away the phone starts ringing.
You work on a big Aussie first. Slam down a solo.
What have you done, Fletch?
Solo, a man's drink.
Every time Kyle scores a try, and last week we saw it, he just slams it down.
He slams
it
down.
Like a solo, light on the fizz, so he can slam it down fast. Kyle, welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch. Are you a slammer?
I guess I am. By the look on the weekend, I would say I am.
Yeah. Can you, have you watched the replay of that try where you scored?
Have I watched it? Oh, now that's... It's a pretty good try, wasn't it?
Oh, outstanding try.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, did you watch the replay after you did it? Like, it was...
I did. I actually didn't think I got it until I heard a few of the lads screaming and yelling. So, I was pretty lucky.
Oh, no, I was lucky. It was good. You must have a really long reach. But now I tell you what I'm right into. Lego. The Lego show.
I've seen that yet.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind that. Hamish is a good host as well.
I love Hamish. What about Andy? Do you like Andy as well, or they only work when they're together?
Yeah, I think they work best when they're together. A bit like some other people I know.
So what about, would they be the funniest Australian you know of, or is there a, who's our best comedian, would you say?
I'm a really big Kyle Barron fan. Oh, yeah. So I'd have to say Kyle Barron.
I tell you what, just getting back to your try, Kyle, there was an angle that that Fox League had, and it must have been from a drone.
Oh, yeah.
Because the vision, it was right over the top of your head. The drone phenomenon.
Have you got a drone, Fletch?
I don't. No. But I don't really trust them. Because I don't know whether that would work. Kyle, have you ever thought about getting a drone, or do you like drones?
I actually bought one a couple of years ago, and it's probably the worst investment I ever did.
Rightio, what about this? There's a movie. Let's test him out with the old one. Somebody's Day Off. Who's that?
Fonzie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Have you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah, big fan. That's someone I wanted to be when I was younger.
Who's the primary chef in the Felt household, Kyle?
The primary chef, that'd have to be myself. Ooh. I'm a big big cooker. I'm a big slow cooker too. I've just brought a smoker called a Traeger, and it's the bee's knees.
Because I like doing brisket. I've got one too.
I tell you what, I'm the best brisket in the country at, Kyle Felt. I am the best at smoked beef short ribs. Run at me.
Oh, that's what I'm having tomorrow night for dinner.
There you go. Do you need any clues?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you need a few tips on how to do it, or you're pretty comfortable?
I'm pretty comfortable with the way I'm going. That's why my wife married me, I think.
Kyle, what would yours be, or when you were growing up, who were you pretty keen on?
I'd like Jessica Alba. When I was younger, she was pretty good. Fantastic Four she played in was one
of the
earlier films I remember.
Mm. So not Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Nah, she was, but that was just a bit of taking the mickey out of one of my mates.
we've got to declare something, yeah, here, Kyle. So we got a list from the Cowboys website, and it says, you know, your profile, your Cowboys, it says favourite TV show. Yeah. Anyway, we've just been running through those. Because we were thinking it was all made up. We thought your media manager was just making things up. But to your credit, you're pretty much spot on. Hamish and Andy, you like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The worst purchase you've ever made was a drone. But your celebrity crush was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
Well done. I had a feeling there was something going on there. Keep smiling, keep
shining, knowing you can always count on me. Oh, I know what you've done here, Fletchy boy. He's a great mate of the show. Is that what it is?
He is a great mate of the show, but more importantly, he's a great mate of his opposition player.
Oh, who?
Liam Knight.
Yes.
They live together. Toby, sorry, mate, how are you?
I'm very good, boys. That intro music was quite weird, though, but how are you?
Yeah, it's going good. Well, we did it because playing Liam Knight this weekend. Do you still live together?
Yeah, we moved out about 2 months ago or something. So, the wounds are still a bit fresh. Yeah.
Well, have you requested both your coaches to, you know, try and keep normality and your room together up there for Magic Round, you and Liam?
No, we haven't just yet, but it's actually quite a good idea. Why not give Uncle Wayne a call and see if he's all right with it?
Yeah, that'd be a good call, wouldn't it?
It would be a good call.
Toby, Brett Finch here, mate. One of my good mates, Will Chambers, has joined you. Have you had to put the earmuffs on yet? He certainly can talk. Has he been? He hasn't got under your skin yet?
Not personally, but yeah, he's a pretty loud character. Like, I've always sort of seen him play growing up and stuff, and knew he could sledge, but wasn't really aware that he did it to his own teammates as well. he's the earmuffs are sort of they're in reach. They're getting closer and closer as each day goes by.
Now, Toby, you're off contract this year. I'd imagine there'd be a few clubs sniffing around. Have you spoken to Cronulla, and more importantly, have you spoken to Craig Fitzgibbon, the new Sharks coach for next year?
Yeah, been speaking to Cronulla a bit, and met with Fitzy. I'll call him Fitzy now because we're friends.
Yeah, call him the Gibbon.
A couple of weeks ago on a Sunday at a cafe, and we had a really good chat, and gave me a few phone calls since then as well. Honestly, I'm really impressed with what I'm hearing from him.
And from sort of what I hear from everyone else that knows him, he's just an unreal bloke, unreal coach, real good head in the shoulders. And I like what he's sort of telling me about the direction he wants to take the club in, and just how he has a passion just for sort of, you know, really like building men. And that sounds a bit weird. I forget the actual word to use, but pretty much, long story short, I like what he's saying. So, yeah, we've talked about it.
That's great. So that means when do you sign with the Bulldogs?
I think it's in 2 weeks.
What about that, Toby? I was going to ask you about the Panthers. There's been a lot of talk. They've been arrogant. How are they on the verbal? Are they giving it to you out on the field, or are they pretty just, are they quiet sort of kids?
They're actually pretty good. I mean, in the past, I've experienced them being a bit lippy, but there was one time when Brian Toole was carrying the ball, and I was trying to sort of lift him up, and Woodsy was calling, sit him in his seat, sit him in his seat, and he kept pumping his legs about 20 metres. And he goes, yeah, G, sit me in my seat. And I couldn't even sit him in his seat. So that was about all I thought I got from him. Other than that, they've been actually pretty good. So, now they're a good bunch of boys, and they're full of confidence, and so they should be.
You know, if they're ticking people off with their try celebrations, they don't really care, because there's one way, if you don't like it, you suppose you can stop them from scoring, but no one can do that yet.
No one's really figured out a way. That was a pretty good sledge from Willie, but yeah, unfortunately, he sort of came when we were about 50 points down. But,
I mean. Toby, how many years would you like to sign for? Like, in an ideal world, and don't say 10, but are you happy with, like, four? I think a four-year contract would suit you perfectly.
I think, yeah, well, at the moment, everyone's offering me three-year deals. I'm not entirely sure why, but just that just seems to be the number. So I'm not too fussed if it's three or if it's four. Yeah, three is good.
Can I ask you this then? Can I ask you this? Don't tell me the clubs. What name? What sort of noise does their their mascot do? Come on. But do it a bit cryptic. Hang on, Brent.
What noise does the Waratah make?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know what that does. Meow.
Look, is that cryptic enough? I'm not too sure. Look, what noise does the shark make?
Can you explain in your own words, Finchy, and set the scene of what happened with Jimmy and his timer?
Well, the Fox is going for six tries, and I start talking about how Melbourne's different. Like when I played, the forward pack wasn't as big. You had Tolmans and Norries and Brett Whites, and you'd grind you down that way, you know, just ruthless. But I now start talking about how now that the size of the pack and their attack and speed on there. And next minute, I'm in the middle of trying to be serious, which only happens once in the 80 minutes when I'm commentating. I feel something buzzing on the desk, and like, what is it? Jimmy's got a bedtime reminder. It comes up and it's going, Jimmy, bedtime reminder, it's 9:30. You must wind down. And I'm going, we're not winding down. We're winding up, Jimmy. It's at 9:30. We're on air to 11. And I just came. I said, what is this, Grandpa? You've got a bedtime reminder. Who has that? So it's 9:30. I said, I'm going to take you via the cross on the way home. We're not getting to bed till 5 a.m.
Yeah, we're not going to bed till the Fox gets six.
Exactly. And he ended up getting six tries. But and Jimmy just went, mate, the last bit. And I'd throw you in this category, Fletch. The one bloke you want to be doing commentary with and you're the last person to see your bedtime reminder is me.
What is that? Well, I don't get it. So what does he need to remind her to go to bed for?
Well, it's on an app which says for him to put his
start winding down.
Devices down for him to, he must have to do, he has a routine before he goes to bed. Gotcha. You know, put the devices down. You know, no more coffee or food or tea or whatever.
Take the potatoes out of the freezer.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Welcome back to the Best of Drive with Joel and Fletch. And you know what? It's one of my favourite days of the week when the great man comes in like a cyclone, like a hurricane. The great Finchie joined us. Have a listen to the great Finch man in action.
So one thing about Sheens is that, and Fletch was a part of this Roosters team that won in 02 with the, you know, the rushing defence and picking them up and driving them back, you know, 03, 04. It was that style, and then Sheensy changed it with a smaller forward pack, with the shorter passes, and played footy to beat that that rushing defence that the Roosters has, and changed the game like that. So one thing about instead of just trying to, like most people do, let's change the rules to bring the best teams back to the field, he was smart enough to go, well, let's come up with something that, you know, whatever the style of it is at the moment, like you talk about the wrestler, well, let's come up with things to defeat that, you know, or to negate that. And he did that with those smaller forwards with Benny Galea and Hino and those
blokes. Liam Fulton,
the shorter passes, hitting the edge, quicker play the balls, and then you've got Farrah and Marshall and Prince off the back of that, Brett Hodgson through the middle. So, you know, obviously to do that at the Tigers after, you know, no sort of success early on, and he got instant success. He's, you know, he's
on the
quick
play the balls, and I'll never forget this. So very flamboyant side, the Tigers, Fletch. But what he did, he made these Avery labels up, and it said, quick play the ball, mark a defence, and kick chase. And I still vividly remember those three things. He said, boys, if we're number one in kick chase, mark a defence, quick play the ball, we'll win the competition. Yeah. And that was the only thing he worried about. And guess what? They were number one in all those three areas. And the flamboyance came through on the back of that.
So he's getting on now. I mean, 70 years of age. I mean, Wayne Bennett's 70 years of age. Would it be, like, totally out of this world if a club said, maybe not as a head coach.
Direct coaching director or something.
Not a coach. Just get a guy, get him down once a week or twice a week, because he would still, if you've got that back then, you know, and you're watching the football now, whether or not he's interested, but for a team that is struggling, rather than getting the young coach in that's been doing, you know what I mean? Who's been coaching juniors? Get an old head in, bring him back maybe once
Great
a week,
idea.
Twice a week.
Without doubt. And
Gus is the same. Gus would be
100%.
Gus has obviously got his TV media commitments, but getting an old bloke, everything's old is new again.
Yeah, well, you know, the same
like
thing.
What you're wearing today, I thought that's fantastic. It's fantastic, Brett.
There's not much.
But you know what?
Just
on that, right? So there would be at least five at every club who are on the books as far as being a coach is concerned, right? We've got 16 clubs, so that's 80 odd people being employed as some type of coach. You can't tell me that Tim Sheen still wouldn't be easily inside that top 80.
Easy,
yeah,
even inside the top 50.
But what you just said—what you just said are the fundamentals of the game: quick play of the ball, market defence.
Still apply.
That works in any era.
Yeah. Yep,
exactly right. The same things that won. Win games today. Won them 20 years ago, 30 years.
Sometimes current coaches don't. You know, they miss all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like the simple stuff. They want to go in there and do the PowerPoint presentation and do all these GPS things.
Yeah.
But sometimes they lose sight of that. So
exactly
getting Tim Sheens back might not be a bad idea.
So you had to have of those Avery labels. We'll go to a
What's
break.
What's an Avery label?
I keep on Averys, don't I?
What are they?
Avery labels. You know those little white little labels.
With the little label gun.
Yeah, you just stick them on. So he'd have it.
Why? Can I just ask you, why Avery?
I don't know why it's called. It's a brand maybe, but.
That's where birds are.
You'd have it inside your shower. You had to have one inside your shower on your dashboard.
I'd love to see Fletcher's shower. There's not too many Avery labels inside there.
It sort of sticks on the side of the wall.
Yeah, that's a big black Avery label, that one.
can you let our listeners know what happened? Just let our listeners know. Set the scene. Yeah. What's Brooksy got there?
Brooksy's got a candle scent?
Diffuser. Because?
What situation is he diffusing?
Okay, he's got a diffuser. There's a diffuser that's pumping out, it's electric diffuser, it's pumping out some sort of lavender smell.
Yeah.
Because Brett Finch walked in.
hang on, tried to smother. Yeah.
So he's there, he's horse and carted, and tried to smother it by looking at the TV, go, oh, look at those.
It was the mouse plate. I was asking a question.
Oh, Brett, you can't do that. This is the height of rudeness.
Yeah, but I smothered it. You had no idea. Had no idea. Brooksy got me.
I heard it. I'm on the other side of the desk. I knew about it.
You have to let it linger. Oh, that was a shocker. Anyway.
Bang. And we're stuck in. There's no air.
Nah. Finchie, who would you sign at the Shire now that Reynolds is gone? What about Widdop? Sharky, what about you?
I think Gaz would be a good buy for any, you know, a club that had a younger half on the way there. I'm not too sure if Connor Tracy gets an opportunity there.
Yeah.
You know, this is the worrying thing for most clubs. Where's the development of players? Like, we're paying overs for players, and like, you know, like Townsville, I think's great work from Chad to get his money up there. But you know, surely in North Queensland, there's a young halfback there they've been developing or something. So
just let Penrith do it, and we'll just pinch them.
Yeah, just pinch them. But yeah, I'm not too sure. I think Connor Tracy. I think.